We live together on this flat earth, you and I. The biosphere from the bottom of the sea to the outer atmosphere is as thin as a coat of paint upon the globe in your living room. If the Himalayas were etched in true size upon that globe, your finger might sense a faint roughness as you drew it across the glassy smooth Tibetan plateau down into India's Madhya Pradesh, but no more than the slight tooth on very fine emery paper. Laugh at the idea of a flat earth if you will, but there is vastly more east, west, north, and south in our habitable world than there is up or down. And we live only within an instant of time, the cosmic blink of an eye. If we point our strongest telescopes at the furthest fringes of our universe, we can now see what it looked like a quarter billion human lifetimes ago. And, to further confuse our senses, we see that distant past right now, albeit some 15 billion light years away. During the eye blink of the last century, time and space have fused, bent, and distorted under our very eyes. They have developed a very strange relativistic elasticity. As we struggle to orient our lives within time and space have begun to writhe about us like discontented serpents. Perhaps the single grandest human endeavor in our brief 2.5 million year history as ambitious toolmakers has been the struggle to find our way within this at least four-dimensional framework. We have learned so much about our celestial skeleton, but we have also opened up a yawning pit of mystery. Mystery now seems to race outward from us far faster than we can chase it. But chase it we have, chase it we will, and chase it we must. And perhaps understanding will seem closer to our children than it does to us, but no matter, for mystery is the great driving engine of our species. And so let us ask just how the pursuit of mystery of time and space has made us, in the words of the 8th Psalm, a little lower than the angels. For all our venality, this particular gnawing wish to know, to understand, is responsible for so much that is good and worthwhile in humankind. Before we begin, I should mention that the last track on this CD is only data. It won't play in your audio player, but when you put the CD in your computer, you'll be led to the full text, along with images, links, and sources. We recommend you do that, but right now, let us join our early forebears in their struggle to understand the starry firmament, the firmament that has teased the human mind since we first turned our eyes to look upward.